He grew up on the south side of Houston, but now calls Summerlin, Nevada home. The only sports handicapper in the country to go a documented 14-0 against the spread in the NFL playoffs. With over two decades of experience, he's the go-to sports bettor expert in Houston. He's live from Vegas, but his heart is always in H-Town. The premier wagering consultant in the country. Your favorite sports bettor's favorite sports bettor. This is The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag. America's most trusted sports book.
What's good, Wagering World? It's your boy Five Star in Vegas, broadcasting live as always. Wait a second. We're not in beautiful Summerlin, Nevada today. We're on the Las Vegas Strip, live on location, man. Broadcasting from the Bellagio with my guy, Cino Royale, man. Hey, man, this is the Wagering World. Shout out to all my people in Houston, Texas. You know my heart is always there. A lot of H-Town people out here. Y'all brought the weather with you. And like I said, as always, in here with me, the Spider Monkey King. Cino Royale, what it do, baby?
Wow. What's up, Five Star? What's good, Wagering World? Five Star got us in this nice suite right here with this nice view of the Bellagio fountains. And it's crazy because got the monkeys with me.
So look, we coming in the door. All right, we on location. We say we're gonna move the Wagering World. We're gonna take the studio and go mobile, man. We're gonna set up shop and right in the middle of the action. It's the Super Bowl. We gotta be there. It's the Wagering World. First Super Bowl in Vegas. So we gotta be on the strip, you know what I'm saying? We gotta be right in the action. All right, so Cino waiting for me at the hotel. Me and my wife step out the valet with our son. As soon as we walk up, Cino smiling, he give everybody dap. We get to the elevator, the man opened up his jacket like he had a bomb. Instead, it was two spider monkeys.
Oh, hey. It was so crazy because smuggling monkeys on the strip. We still got a little bit of them ways in. I say you probably hit Kingston right now. This real life stuff, y'all. So hey, it's no joke when we doing stuff like this. And it's the last episode, Five Star. Right. Why not let them, man? You know, really enjoy their time with us, man. On the Wagering World, and we right here on the beautiful strip. It's only right we do that. But what we got today, Five?
Man, we got so much going. And look, it's the last episode till March 1st. You know, we're coming back. We're going to come 3 days a week to you guys. It's just going to be our last episode with the good people at ESPN 97.5 until next fall. They've been good to us. Hey, thank you to my bookie for all that they've done for us. But now, hey, see, you know, we're free agents like Saquon Barkley. So the highest bidder can now be a part of the Wagering World.
Yes, sir. So I'm hollering who? DraftKings?
Yes, sir.
FanDuel?
Yes, sir.
We got Prize Picks?
Yes, sir.
Fresh. We got anybody? MGM?
Yes, sir.
Caesars, what's up?
What's up? Hey, what they don't understand, man, we hitting the free market. It's nothing better because we know the product that we're putting out. Hey, at the end of the day, if everything else fails, we can always go to the book and they going to pay us, man. Right, yes, now, I got, sir, my boy Kingston climbing all on my neck. You know what I'm saying? He got Eris over there, like all on his chest. Bro, we doing this thing, bro. Boys around here with them Cuban links, we want them Cuban links. We got the smartest animals on earth right now at our command. If we tell them go get you, they coming to get you.
Hey, on command, they so small. Ain't like anything. Too many little snacks. Five Star just gave me some sour cream and onion chips. Eris right here eating it with me. She do anything for these chips. On command, they ready to go. Like Five Star be hitting the Monday dog.
Ready to
book.
Go.
And then Kingston really right here. He a butch, man. He trading on me, dog. Like he really be chilling with me, playing and everything. He just jumped off my shoulder. He all on Five Star. Like he on his man head and everything. None of this can be made up. Real life. I can't wait till we get on air.
Hey, bro. You know how I go to real. Mess with the real. So my boy Kingston feel my energy. He know I'm a real G. Real. So real G's gonna run with real G's. You know, he's the commander of his family. I'm a commander of mine, bro, and that's how we do it. But look, on some other news, it's a lot of capping going on from these cappers. Hey, man. It's a lot of boys out here faking. It's a lot of boys out here shooting movies.
Five Star,
we shooting real over here, man. Get
give
with the Wagering World, because if you want to win, you got to get with the Supreme Clientele. You got to hit my guy at Cino Royale. Hit me at Five Star in Vegas.
Facts,
bro,
facts.
Everything is up right now. Y'all get ready. We got the WageringWorld.com coming where you guys can come directly to us. Deal with the source. Deal with the plug. You guys can win like the Supreme Clientele for a fraction of the cost. The WageringWorld.com coming up soon. Right, Cino?
Yes, sir. WagingWorld.com coming up. We got the Twitter page coming up. 5-star, man. We're going to have some nice merchandise for y'all. Nice slogans. Nice logo. Come on, man. Who we do this for? 5-star. The underground and the underdogs.
Yes, sir. It's always us versus the machine. We Cadillacing, man. It's all about the family. It's all about good energy and positivity, man. I got my son Ian in here. He got something to say to y'all, man.
What's up, Waging World?
All right. There, you heard that. That's from my 10-year-old. And he's up next, man. Hey, soon he might be on here on the show next year. We'll let you know. He might have the Nickelodeon version of the Waging World, Disney Junior version of the Waging World, to teach these young kids how to cap, how to take advantage of the books, and how to be a real handicapper. No, excuse me, better.
Yeah, man, you had to fix that real quick. Hey, we not no handicappers because he got the word capping. And it ain't no capping going on over here. Some consultants, my man. And, hey, we some professional bettors. I'm talking about this pay all the bills. Ain't no 9-to-5s or no other things going on right here. This the life. And something else I wanted to correct you on, 5-star, real fast, man. Just a fun fact about the spider monkeys. You were saying Kingston was the leader of the household. No, he is not.
Uh-oh.
Eris is. Yep, and they're one of the only group of mammals that the female, she leads the troop, she leads the pack. So anywhere they go, she makes all the decisions, she calls the shots, and the males, they all bow down to her. She even picks who she wants to mate with throughout the whole group.
No,
very,
God,
very
nice wow.
creatures, man, they different.
Yes. So spider monkeys are black.
Oh, this man lost his mind. Hey, spider monkeys are some very, very intelligent creatures, man. They're right behind the chimpanzees. It's orangutans, chimps, and spider monkeys. These, hey, man, these are my babies. They very, very different. And guess what? They part of the Waging World. We got some gift for them, too, man. So y'all be checking out the merchandise coming soon.
Yes, man, we're going to have the monkeys fresh. Hey, this is the Waging World, but we threw monkey around, bro. It's time to talk about what matters, and that's the Super Bowl. Super Bowl week in Las Vegas, the first Super Bowl. Super Bowl 58 is here, and how did we get here, man? Let's jump in the Boss Hall Cadillac, Cino, and let's go to the past.
All right, 5-star, let's do it. Hey, we both kidding the, he got Kingston going crazy over there. And we got, I'm keeping Oh, hey, 5, you just gotta let him do his thing. He gonna move. That's what come with him. He come to me if I put my own. Come on. Good boy. We really living like this. But like I was saying, man, 5, you did real good, man, in the AFC and the NFC championship. Ball and parlay, we did good on that, man. We cut up, man. Hit my Patrick Mahomes prop. Hey, I was nervous about that. I think I had under 27 and a half yards. Patrick Mahomes had 18 and a half at the halftime. I was like, oh my God, we fried. And if you follow me on Twitter, of course, I had to follow the OG. I had to follow the sensei himself. Of course, I jumped on the Chiefs. I was a little bit against it, but the number, it was just screaming, Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs. And again, hey, I don't bet teams, I bet numbers. So we won on that. Hopefully, we could take this energy to the Super Bowl and keep it pushing. But 5, let's take it out to Baltimore. We could start there. Lamar Jackson. Oh, man, MVP? I don't know what the Chiefs did. They were prepared. That defense looked phenomenal. Everybody really thought it would be a high-scoring game, but man, they held these guys to 10 points. OBJ couldn't do nothing. The running game wasn't there. Lamar just looked lost. So I can't wait to see what other teams do against him going into next season and how they go against the reigning MVP. But 5, what you seen in that game, man? Break it down to us.
Man, I told you. I told you. Bro, we already knew what was going to happen, and that was that the Chiefs' defense was going to be too much for Lamar Jackson. I was telling you guys earlier during the year when the playoffs run initially started for the Chiefs, this team was looking for something to motivate them, a new motivation, something new to get them engaged. What the new thing that got them engaged was going on the road. This was their Bulls opportunity. This was their moment for their last run like the Bulls. We know that Chris Jones might be leaving soon. We know that their defense is dominant, has been playing well, but we also know that the AFC Championship has been the Kansas City Invitational. All of those games have been an Arrowhead. People thought that Mahomes couldn't go do it on the road. This was motivation for that team. After they dominated Miami at home, they went on the road to Buffalo, played in horrible weather there, won. Went to Baltimore, played in horrible weather there, won. I don't see how anyone is going to ever fade Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in the NFL this season. I don't understand why you would ever bet against them. I know I'm not. The moment I seen it against Miami that they were ready to play and were looking like the old Chiefs, you saw, guys, I did a complete 360, because as information comes in, I have no problem with turning towards where the information is telling me to go. And it told me that the Kansas City Chiefs were all the way committed to being a back-to-back champion, to making history, and that they were committed to, you know, winning this Super Bowl this year, and that they were going to do it a different way, but they still were going to get it done. You can always trust Patrick Mahomes. Sino, do you know that Patrick Mahomes has the same amount of playoff wins as Peyton Manning? Peyton Manning played about 20 years in the league and only had 14, and is considered to everyone the top three quarterback of all time. You got Patrick Mahomes only in his fifth season as a starter with 14 playoff wins. Hey, this guy's special. His eyes is on Brady. The game went exactly like I expected it to go. I told you guys that the Ravens were great all regular season, but they were not equipped in the playoffs to get past the Chiefs. Too one-dimensional. Lamar Jackson still struggles from the pocket. Chris Jones said if they made him throw it from the pocket, he was going to have problems, and he ended up being correct. They slowed down on an explosive Ravens offense that averaged about 30 points this season and held them to only 10 points. Lamar was extremely frustrated. Another year, another MVP, but another year without a ring for him. And Mahomes is once again aiming for the prize that really matters, and that's another Lombardi Trophy. Hey, bro, right now Kingston is on my head. He's pulling my waves. He's nibbling on my ear. I don't know if he's going to attack me or if he's kissing me.
Nah, man, he's just showing you love, bro. I promise. He not going to bite, especially if I'm around. I would let him do that to you. And he really, really trusts me. He know I wouldn't put him in nobody's hands that would harm him or do anything type of him. By the way, bro, your cut fresh, man. I see you got all right for Super Bowl. Kingston trying to pull a little bit of the hat, but it's going to be all right. We're going to be taking that trip to Turkey. I know I'm gone. And it is all courtesy of the books. All on the books. Hey, but five, you talk about Patrick. Shout out to Patty, man. Great, great player, man. One of my favorite quarterbacks. I like bucking him, though, because he's so good. Five, just because he's on a Tom Brady trajectory, man. He right there on his roll. On his roll. Like, he Peyton Manning, he broke his records. Man, the kid still got another good 10 years in him. Five, he moving too fast. Hey, you know how this go, man. All good runs everywhere. You done had the best from the streets to the corporate world to the sports book. All good runs come to an end, and for a little while, and then you pick it back up. And I think you gotta slow down for Patty, man. They doing too much.
Nah, it's never enough, man, when your ultimate goal is always the same every year, and that's to win. But hey, we're gonna get into that when we get into the present. We go in the Super Bowl. Hey, I can't wait to debate you. Cino's going to have the 49ers. I'm going to have the Chiefs, man.
Most definitely, five. But, hey, let's talk about the 49ers game from last week when they got all over Jared Goff and them and how they played from behind. Brock Purdy looked real, real good, man. If this team start off how they did last week, I'm sorry, week before last, if they start off like that, how they played that second half, man, Kansas City is in trouble. But hey, what you seen in this Lions game? That Lions defense, Dan Campbell, get the extra point. Matt,
from now on, we're going to replace Brandon Staley's face. We had Brandon Staley's face as the face of kick the damn extra point, but now we have it as Dan Campbell. If you guys aren't familiar with the show, The Wager, where I created a segment called Kick the Damn Extra Point, because I got so tired of these coaches doing unnecessary stuff. Man, take your three when it's there. Take your extra point when you're there. Why are you going for 2 points when you don't need it? And, man, Dan Campbell is now broken all records. He's become the Hall of Fame dunce for a kick the damn extra point with this performance, man. He got that call. We talk about D'Amico got that call. He got that call for real, because it made no sense what he did. All right, we know after the second half, you have a dominant first half. We took the lines with the supreme clientele. We're grinning, we're laughing. We had the money line. We had the +4. They were up 17 points going into halftime. We knew that the 49ers were going to come out of the second half on fire, trying to come back, fighting. They were held and stopped inside the 20 in the red zone by the defense of the Lions. Great play by Aiden Hutchinson, and ended up having to settle for 3 points. The Lions get the ball right back on their first possession of the second half, march the ball right down the field. The whole game changed when Dan Campbell refused to kick a 45-yard field goal that would have pushed the lead back to 17 points in midway point of the third quarter. I don't know what he was thinking. He got a little bit too aggressive. But still, with that said, Ben Johnson made the right call because the receiver was wide open. He just drops a dime. Jared Goff was throwing dimes on those receivers, and they couldn't catch anything, man. The second half, they caught the drops. Kid drops the ball. Now it's the 49ers ball. Brock Purdy's running around with a four-leaf clover stuck up his jock strap because there's no way in hell that that pass that he threw to Brandon Ayuk wasn't supposed to be an interception. The safety has the ball hit him dead in the hands, and he does a volleyball assist straight to Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk scores a 60-yard touchdown, and from that point, the 49ers never looked back. Hey, man. It was crazy as this monkey being on my head right now as I'm breaking down this game to you guys. It was that crazy, you know, watching the Lions fold like that, watching Dan Campbell give away a chance to go to the Super Bowl. It was in their hands, and I don't think that team's going to ever recover from that. He's at the press conference lying, talking about, well, I've told these guys that this was our last chance. You don't get these top opportunities. Well, if you don't get these type of opportunities, Dan Campbell, then why do you waste them by throwing away the game, by being greedy, by not taking your 3 points, by not playing John Madden football? We all know that if you gamble on Madden before, when you do dumb stuff like Dan Campbell did, the next thing you know, the whole game turns that way against you. Nothing's going to go right. You're going to start fumbling. You're going to start interception. That's why the Madden football is such a real game, because sports is just like that. The atmosphere, the energy of life, the world, how it works, is going to give you what you put out. And when you do dumb stuff, dumb things are going to happen back to you. The Lions waste a great year. Just an excellent job by Jared Goff. He went back and played his tail off. And it's a shame that Dan Campbell stopped and prevented him from going to his second Super Bowl. Kudos to the Niners. Somehow Brock Purdy became the fastest player on the field in the fourth quarter, which I'll never understand. Somehow he started running a 4-2 in the fourth quarter, some type of way. He started running for you hear for some reason Kingston laughing at my jokes too. He think it's fun because he can't believe Brock Purdy was running the 4-2. But the Niners survived. Now with Kyle Shanahan, once again gets another opportunity to win a Super Bowl. Guys, I've been watching all the film. All I'm going to tell you is like this. Brock Purdy is one lucky son of a gun.
Hey, Brock Purdy is very, very lucky. Brock Purdy got a four-leaf clove up his, for real. Hey, and that's why he will win the Super Bowl, and he's going to be the MVP. You heard it here first on The Waging Room.
No, you really think that Patrick Mahomes is going to allow Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy to beat him and win the MVP. You don't know Patrick LeVon Mahomes Jr. like I do. Because Patrick Mahomes only loses to Tom Brady.
Hey, that's the past. It's a new Tom Brady in the town, a new sheriff. He young too, and guess what? He's 24 years old. Patrick Mahomes was 24 years old when he won his. So they're going to be in the same category. Two of the youngest quarterbacks to ever do it and win that ship.
Man, we're going to see. I can't wait to debate you on this one. Hey, guys, we're up against a break. Hey, when we come back, we're going to, you know, go to one of our favorites. Who got the props? It is the Super Bowl. And we all know that everyone loves the props for the Super Bowl. Hey, when we come back, we're going to give you some winners. Send us out, Cino.
This that part where they don't love you no more. This that part, you gotta go for what you know. You did that, you gotta reap what you sow. I bounce back, but shit, they never fold. Fat boy, shit, my mind on that menu. Before I starve, I'm gonna be stuck in that window. Free my shooters, let my dogs out that kennel. Over tails, they gonna stretch you like a limo. How to let it drip for the game, really tallied up.
All right, and we're back in the waging world. Now I got Eris over here on me. We're looking at the beautiful Bellagio fountain. It's going off every 15 minutes, which means that every time it goes off, we're going to cash more tickets. That's always how it goes in Vegas. I got, as always, the youngest man to ever manage and operate a casino sportsbook on the Vegas Strip. I call him the boy wonder of sports betting, my brother from another, the super producer of this show, Cino Royale.
Wow, we back at it, 5 Super Bowl in Vegas. Jesus Christ, it's crazy. I got Kingston right here. He on me. He eating right now. I got a bottle in my hand. Like, literally, we doing the show. This crazy. I can't make none of this up. We live at 5 right here off the Las Vegas Strip, man. 5 So I'm kind of excited about this segment, man, because I'm going to give out some crazy props. Man, I drop a little information that I learned while I was in the book about these props, especially the Super Bowl.
Yes, indeed, man. I look forward to hearing what you got. You know, you're always a sharp guy. You come from a whole different perspective with you being an insider. Hey, a lot of people talk about their insiders. My little brother actually ran a book, man, for over 5 years right here on the Strip, one of the largest earning books on the casino Strip. Everything that we do in the wager world, man, we walk silent, we move humbly, we do it for the underground, we do it for the people, man, but we know what we're talking about. We're highly connected, man. I'd rather be connected than wealthy any day. Because if you're connected, guess what? The wealth's going to find you, man. Hey, right now, I want you guys to get ready for www.thewageringworld.com. It's coming soon. Hey, you're going to be able to get all the plays from me, all the plays from Cino Royale. You'll be able to subscribe. Hey, you're going to be able to get a membership. You're going to be able to rock the merch. We got all types of dope sweaters coming out, dope hoodies, dope tees coming out, man. The caps, we're going to have every slogan, every logo that we've been using for the 4 years that the Waging World has existed. We're going to have the It's Us versus the Machine. We're going to have the Oatmeal beats Oatmeal. We're going to have the underdogs in the underground. Hey, man, we're going to have all of that right here live from Summerlin. Kick the damn extra point, you name it. If it's a segment, if it's a saying that we got for you guys, the Waging World, hey, we're going to have it for you guys to rock and represent every day. I got my son over here. He's giggling and stuff and making noise. I hope you guys did hear a bit of background. I got my 10-year-old in here. He's sitting in. He's going to be our intern today. Him and Eris and Kingston are in, and they're a part of the Waging World just like you are, guys. And never forget, it's always us versus the machine.
Yes, sir. Hey, 5 Star, I can't even blame Ian, man, laughing and stuff like that. Dude literally has 2 spider monkeys running in his hotel suite. Like, that's not normal, bro. He could meet a lot of his friends, and the probability I'm talking about, the odds, I say minus 5,000 that they're not going to have no spider monkeys running up in their hotel room.
Hey, man, right now as we speak, we see the keys to the answer on the mic. They're trying to take the microphone from me as we speak. But Ian's a special kid, man. He's done a lot. Been around sports betting, bro, since he was born. He's been in the book with me. He knows that this is my business, man, and he keeps up with the games better than I do. He can tell me who the Rockets are going to play tomorrow before I can. He knows what's going on, man. He's going to be a real boss in life. He already is telling me every time we fly, so we're like, Dad, can we fly private here? Can we ride first class? He's that type of dude, man. He's a special kid, and he's going to be a real boss one day out here in Las Vegas. I expect him to be building casinos by 2034.
Really? For real? Yes, sir. Hey, and then we'll have another brother, man. That'd be real, real cool, man. Like old Muff Mouth Johnson, man. It come through with the casinos and stuff like that. Hey, but 5 Star, I always salute you for that, my brother. Like, real, real father, man. He put his kids in beautiful situations, man. He put them in things that, you know, some kids would never, never get the experience, and show them the better side of life. Like, his kid know about valet. His kid know about first class. His kid know about suites, man. His kid got spider monkeys running around. Like, it's just a 5 Star nature, man. 5 Star, everything 5 Star. But hey, 5, let's get into these props, man. Get these people some winners for the Super Bowl.
Man, you're exactly right. It's time to get off into these props. This is one of my favorite tracks playing right now, man. Shout out to Black Moon, man. One of the classic hip hop tracks. Hey, man, like I told you before, Brock Purdy must have a four-leaf clover hiding somewhere, because he's really made some bad first-half plays throughout the playoffs. He should have been picked 3 times that I counted when I watched all 22 against the Packers defense. And Green Bay is not even a consistent defense, man. They've had a lot of points dropped on them. I seen Carolina, who can't score on anybody, drop 30 on them. And, you know, they really had a chance to beat the Niners, and it's all because of the carelessness of Brock Purdy with the football. The Lions actually caught one, but then they dropped three more, and the most important one was the one I spoke of earlier, where Brandon Ayuk ended up catching the tip, which should have been an interception off another terrible play by Purdy, and it ended up going his way, man. After all this film study, man, I'm convinced that Brock Purdy will be throwing an interception against this Kansas City Chiefs defense. Jared Snead might be the one that gets him, but we never know. It might be Nick Bolton. You know, last year he had two of them in the championship game against Jalen Hurts. I really love this Kansas City defense, and I think that it's easy money to take Brock Purdy to throw an interception at even money. Ring the bell.
Hey, Five, I kind of agree with you on that one. Even though I think the 49ers are going to win the game, the Chiefs defense will be the Chiefs defense. Numbers don't lie. Men do, women do, but they never did. And like I said earlier, that defense, nobody scored more than 23 on this team except Buffalo. And Brock Purdy been playing some real, real shaky football. So, Five, that's a good one. What else you got for us?
Man, the Niners have given up some big plays to tight ends this season. So, you know, San Francisco has allowed over 90 yards receiving to tight ends in six games this season. The Ravens tight end Isaiah Likely destroyed the Niners secondary for 7 catches and 126 yards on Christmas. As you know, Frisco's best player is their safety, Hufmanga, and he's out, man. He was the leader of that secondary. I think Travis Kelce has a big game. We know that the world is going to be watching. You know, all of the Taylor Swift fans are going to be watching. And I know that his boy Patrick Mahomes is going to look out for him. Man, my game script has the Chiefs getting out early and holding on late, so I won't be playing his receiving yards, because I think late that the Chiefs throttle down like they've done all year long. They've been getting the lead early and then playing to their defense. So instead, let's just bet on Kelce to get in the end zone. He's definitely going to score a touchdown in the first Super Bowl in Las Vegas at minus 115. And let's also lay a little that Kelce scores a touchdown in the first half at plus 200. And you never know, he might want to shine for Taylor Swift. Kelce to score 2 touchdowns at plus 750. You got to throw a little 5% bet on that. But I'm dropping a 10% on him to score a touchdown at minus 115. Ring the alarm.
Ring the alarm.
Ooh, wee! Five star coming with the heaters. I'm messing with both of those so far. Kelce definitely will score a touchdown. Y'all bet that. Like, come on, nah. Pacheco should score a touchdown. Kelce definitely gonna score a touchdown. Taylor Swift in the house. Super Bowl, Las Vegas. Travis Kelce don't get in the end zone. Come on, man. That don't even sound right. What else you got for us, Five?
Hey, man, most of my props on Kansas City, and the only reason why is because I really know the script that Kansas City plays. They pretty much play all their games the same way, whereas the 49ers is such a versatile offense. You don't know if it's going to be a big game from McCaffrey, a big game from Debo, a big game from Ayuk, a big game from Kittle. So it's very hard to call the props, in my opinion, on San Francisco. The only one that stood out to me was Brock Purdy throwing the interception, and that's only because I've studied the film, and I've seen that he gets tricked some, man. He's sometimes safeties can bait him, and I think that Spagnuolo will be able to definitely do that. He's been in a lot of Super Bowls. I think this is Spagnuolo's 6th Super Bowl as a defensive coordinator. He's going to have a lot of tricks for that young man. It's going to be really big, bright lights on Brock Purdy, man. Hope he doesn't look like a deer in the headlights. Mahomes, on the other hand, this is his 4th Super Bowl appearance, and I think that he's going to use his wheels more than he has in the regular season in the Super Bowl. He doesn't have reliable weapons outside like he used to have. The Niners D will not incorporate a spy, and you know they're going to be playing zone. Their linebackers are going to be really focused on trying to stop the one Mr. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. So with them worried about him having to drop deep in the zones, Greenlaw and Warner have to be focused on that. If they're not, they're going to get killed over the middle. As I said, they got a backup safety plan that's going to leave a lot of green grass for Patrick Mahomes, and we know how he is. He might have the dad body, but he runs like a 4-4. He's one of those guys that don't look like an athlete, but he's a real athlete. He's the most athletic guy on the field every time he's out there. So I'll be playing him to go over 12 and a half yards for his longest run. If you look at the postseason, Mahomes ran for 24 yards for his longest run against the Dolphins. He had another run of 28 yards against the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs. Last week, he only had one of 11, but this is the big dance. This is the big show, and we know Mahomes is going to do whatever it takes to win. Give me Patrick Mahomes, longest run over 12 and a half yards at minus 105. Ring the bell.
Five, you just smacking him with these props. Hakeem's just smacking you with his hands and just jumping over you, all over you, over and over again. Hey, y'all done took Kingston off a 5-star, baby, about 4 or 5 times now. I didn't put him on the curtain. I didn't put him everywhere. He don't want to be nowhere else but right here on 5-star Nick.
I got both.
Hey, right? Aaron's right here. Man, they love this man so much. This is crazy. 5. I think you might go undefeated on these props the way the monkey's acting on this segment, man. You got anything else for us? I know I'm pulling all these.
Man, hey, Animals no energy, and they know this one is positive over here, man. We're going to go with the longest kickoff return in the game by the Chiefs at minus 160. The reason we're going to run with this is because Harrison Butker leads the NFL in touchbacks. He's going to kick the ball out the stadium at Allegiant Stadium, man. The 49ers won't even get a return. Whereas we know the Chiefs love special teams. Andy Reid loves setting up kick returns. He loves setting up punt returns. I think that the Chiefs will definitely have the longest kickoff return in the game. And we're going to coincide that with the Chiefs having the longest punt return in the game. That's at minus 125. Richie James, watch him. He's one of those quick, fast guys. They got him to replace Tony. Tony's giving him a lot of problems behind the scenes. He says he's healthy, he could play, but we know how Andy Reid and Mahomes is. If that locker room isn't tight, if you're not falling in line and doing what you're supposed to do, you're not going to see the field, man. Now they have Richie James replacing Tony on these punt returns. He's explosive. He's twitchy. I think that they set up a big return for him, and I think that the Chiefs, who are fifth in punt return yardage, are able to get more yards in the punt return game than the Niners are. The Niners are only ranked 22nd in that. I think we see a lot of fair catches by the Niners here. Andy Reid loves special teams, so please bet the Chiefs to have the longest punt return in the game at minus 125, and also the Chiefs to have the longest kickoff return in the game at minus 160. Ring the bell, ring the bell.
This man 5-star is about to murder these Super Bowl props. I just feel it. I just feel it. Hopefully we can hit us a nice 18, because 5-star, you just unleashing these things right here. I never seen you loose like here. Like this, man, it's a cannon right now. Hey, I'm betting each and every one of them, because 5-star always win more than he lose.
I better. I wouldn't have a supreme clientele. Hey, man, we've averaged 70% on this, man. No matter the sport, different portfolios, whether it's getting up early in the morning and playing tennis, playing Euro League basketball, or whether it's getting on in the evening time, man, and getting on college basketball, or getting on the NBA, man, the money don't stop over here. We're really have a diverse portfolio over here at the Wager World, man. We can talk about anything, but most of all, we can bet anything, because we know what we're doing, we know where we're putting our money, and the supreme clientele can attest to that. The last prop for me is going to be the gift that keeps on giving. Mahomes quarterback rating over 99. Patrick Mahomes has a passer rating of 106.3 in the playoffs in his career. In last year's Super Bowl, his QBR was a whopping 131.8. The Niners have been getting 8 for lunch on defense during the playoffs. Now they run into the magic man, Mahomes. He's going to protect the ball. He's going to be efficient. He's going to go over 99 for his quarterback rating. We're getting that at a lovely price at minus 115. Ring the alarm.
Ring the alarm.
Hey, 5, man, you got to let me get some of these. You're giving out all the props, man. We got to roll my boy Brock Purdy on some of these, 5. I'm definitely going to take Brock Purdy over 248.5 passing yards at minus 115. I think he comes out and shines on his Chiefs defense, which nobody think he will. Five, I also like Pacheco, man. Anytime touchdown score at minus 130. Every time they get in the red zone, the first thing they do is give the ball to him. He definitely should have a little celebration going on. And I wanted to save the best for last, man. Everybody always excited about the sides, the total, the player props and stuff like that. But believe it or not, man, a lot of people don't know this, 5-star, but the most, and I know this for a fact because I worked in the sports book, and you can ask any trader. Shout out Craig Mucklow, by the way. He's the head trader over at Caesars. But, hey, any bet on the whole Super Bowl prop sheet, the whole Super Bowl panel, man, the most bet is the coin flip.
Yep, that's right.
Some of the biggest bets are on the coin flip. That's believe no it or doubt. Not, man. Everybody is betting the coin flip. I've seen guys come in and drop $5, $10K on a coin flip. My crazy self, the most I've ever bet on it, I put a nickel on it.
Yep.
5 units for me.
$500,
man. It was crazy. It was a half unit. Now from here, you came up a little bit. Shout out to Fizzy, bro. Hey,
what up?
But the coin flip, I'm rolling with that too, man. We taking tails
all day.
Tails never fails. Last year was tails, man. We gonna ride the trend until heads pop up again. But right now we riding tails minus 105. Hey, drop something on that. and we gonna have some fun with these props, man. It's Super Bowl time, baby.
Boy, it's Super Bowl time. And what happened is you got a lot of these big whales with that extra money, man. They get it out the way early. Why not just drop all you got right there? You got a 50-50 chance. It's no different than betting the game, because it's still the same percentage you got to win. It's 50-50. You either gonna hit heads or tail, you either gonna hit the spread or you're not gonna hit the spread. So that's really sharp, and it really gets it out the way where you can enjoy the game. You got 5K on that tails, and it hit that tails. Man, you're going to have a good Super Bowl. Most I ever bet on it was like 500 as well, but every year I went tails. I want to say I'm like 8-2 in the last 10, man, on tails. Tails never fails, as he said. Going back to the other props the little bro gave out, all of them was money, man. I love Brock Purdy with the over on the yard, strictly because I think as the game script goes that I see is Kansas City getting up early and him having to throw the ball in the second half to come back. So he definitely could easily go over the 248 yards passing the ball on a very stiff Kansas City defense. Maybe they get tired in the fourth quarter, nine start going hurry up. He get a lot of junk yards. That's what I'm expecting. And then also, as he said, Pacheco is a touchdown maker. This kid runs so violently. And if you ever heard about his backstory, you understand why he came up with really tough, hard situations growing up on that East Coast, man. It prepared him for life and prepared him to be the star running back he is for Kansas City. He's definitely going to get in that box. All right, man, you know what time it is. When we come back from the break, it's time to talk Super Bowl. It's time to get in the present where our feet are at. Right now, we're looking at the window. Right now, looking at the CBS Sports setup as they prepare to give away the Super Bowl to you guys and present it all week long, man. It's been a wonderful week. The great thing about the Super Bowl in Vegas that me and my wife noticed is that everybody can't afford it. So it's not really, really busy out here like a lot of people thought it was going to be. Instead, you got the right people here, and that's what we like. We like always quality over quantity. All right, send us out, Ceno.
We the champions. Remember, I ain't had this shit. Gymnast with the cash. Make a bag, do a backwards flip. I already got my head. You can have it. Go flip the Barney's and I'm paying for the damage. Playing with a real one. Get your candle lit.
Bet already had a sack for I ran the fifth.
Back with my people.
And we're back in the wagering world. Hey, we're using something in Nevada, but this time we're from the Las Vegas Strip, but our hearts are always in H-Town, Texas. Man, we're looking at the beautiful Bellagio fountains. We're live from the Bellagio. We're live from my suite. We're live with the wagering world. It's Super Bowl 58 weekend. Hey, man, we're looking right at CBS Sports as they set up everything to start their broadcast for the next morning, man. It's a beautiful day, man. It's a beautiful time to be alive. This is the wagering world. And as always, I got my guy up in here, my brother from another. Man, the youngest dude I ever known to run a casino sportsbook on the Las Vegas Strip. Hey, man, the Spider Monkey King. The only kid I know besides Michael Jackson with a whole amusement park at the house. Ceno Royale.
Wow. We definitely at it, man.
Yes, sir.
Eric's and Kingston is out of control tonight. They all over five. They real, real comfortable around here. And Eric's right here just having a whole conversation with Ian. So y'all excuse the chirping if you guys can hear that a little bit. But Five Star, man, I appreciate you, bro, man, for, you know, letting me take the monkeys inside your suite and giving us this beautiful view. Ever since I met you since day one, bro, you always, man, put me on some of the bigger and better things, and I was always that type of kid, man.
100.
Just go out and get it, and I always knew the world had more to offer. And Five Star came, man. Five Star was on some real Five Star stuff, which he's still on, like everything.
Yes,
Five Star. So like you said, man, we're looking at this beautiful setup, man, of the Bellagio fountains, and they got the screens and stuff out here for the Super Bowl, man. It's crazy. Cruise with the monkeys, and Eris is back here. She's having the time of her life. That's and Ian is loving it.
Yeah, he is. That's man. And you know, people don't understand. I don't know if you guys know the backstory of me and Ceno. Me and Ceno have been running around together, man, 15 years, bro. I've known Ceno since he was fresh out of high school, man. He was fresh out of high school. He was signed to one of my closest homies in the world, man, Free My Guy Knock, you know. And me and Knock were everyday homeboys. And, man, like I said before on the show earlier in the season, man, me and Ceno cut into each other because we used to hang at the studio. He was the kid that always was inquisitive. He was always asking questions. He was always on his game and trying to get better, man. He was a kid that always was trying to learn, man. And I showed him a $50,000 ticket that I made on an over and under on a game in the NFL, man. And he hasn't looked back since. I believe it was the Patriots against the Colts was one ticket I showed him. The other one was the Falcons against the Green Bay Packers. I had the Falcons against the Packers in the NFC Championship game. They blew them out. And another ticket was the over and the under. I think it was over 50 and a half on the New England Patriots and the Colts, man, way back then when Brady and Manning was running around. And, man, the first time that I seen this man, I was in an Aston Martin. The second time I seen him, I was in a Bentley. The third time I seen him, I was in a Fisker, the first electric car. Man, all that stuff that you want to name, all of the ball and stuff, man, I had all that material stuff. And I could tell you, brothers, it all means nothing, man. The only thing that matters is having a family and being good people, man. The money's going to come and go, but what never changed, man, is being real.
Yep, a lot of people don't know that, man. Free Knock, by the way, because if it wasn't for Knock, I'd never got a chance to meet Five Star, man. And Five Star just always been on something different, man. I really wish I had all this stuff documented, too, man. I had a little mishap, and I lost a lot of files, but I know up and down I had a picture of that ticket, because anytime Five Star would come through, no lie, we had it going on, but when Five Star came through, it was a whole nother level. So I recorded and I took pictures of everything. And Five Star had those big tickets, man. I had to take pictures of that because I'd never seen $100,000 on paper. I never seen it before. That was like really my first time. I'm like, this guy doing this on a sporting ticket? Nice Rolex on, big chain. I say, ooh, Five Star, man. Ever since then, man, we've been locked in. And hey, this guy's been nothing more than real, man. Five helped me from distances and everything. That's my guy. We locked in. That's why we are the Waging World, and that's why we do it for the underdogs, and that's why it's us
versus the machine. Hey, man, we only growing the brand. Hey, we're free agents. It's the best thing in life to be free agents. We got all our contracts. We paid all our debts to people that we need to pay by our agreements that we signed. And now, man, we go off into a new venture, a new world. We got new sponsors coming. We got new advertisers coming. And, hey, guys, when we come back on March 1st, we're going to take a little break. We got to wind down a little bit. I'm going to do a little traveling with the family. But March 1st, on March 1st, we will be back three times a week. And we're going to be on YouTube again, like we originally started. It'll be me and Ceno. Spread will be stopping in, and you'll be able to get visuals, man, and we'll be able to lace you guys up on all the tennis, on all the basketball, and get you guys ready to continue to win all the way through the summer. Baseball, I'm not doing. I stopped doing baseball 3-4 years ago. I gotta have some downtown, or my wife is gonna divorce me, because I work from the moment I get up. The supreme clientele can attest. Ceno can attest. From the moment I wake up in the morning, 5-6 in the morning, we're betting tennis, we're betting EuroLeague basketball, and then 3-4 o'clock in the evening, we're transitioning to basketball, man. It's hard work. We put in the work every day. Our eyes are in front of computers and phones all day long. So after the NBA Finals, I don't want to talk any sports until September. I take off the summer. I travel with my wife. I enjoy her. I enjoy my sons, and I enjoy my daughter. And that's what we're going to continue to do. But you guys are about to have us three times a week through March Madness, so you can win through all of these tennis tournaments, through the NBA Finals. And we look forward to it. And hey, guys, we're free agents. So you know what that means. It's a free market. So the highest bidder, come on and talk to us. This is the Waging World.
For real. Come on, let us free agents, man. Hey, and we come to play. We come to ball. We come to give out winners, because all we do is win. Shout out DJ Khaled, man. Hey, Five Star. Man, they really messed my little baby up over there, man. She over there just talking to him. I wonder what. Aries. And she just know that he a kid, man. That's all it is. And she just like her safety. My little girl, she be so rough with him. He probably like, this guy new. I don't know about this one. This is another one of those little human beings. He kind of might be rough with me. Rough. Yeah, right? It's funny, man. Aries just running around the room just talking to him while we do the show, so you guys probably could hear. Man, but Five, we gonna get into the Super Bowl or what, man? It's by that time.
Hey, man, Super Bowl 58 is the biggest game of the year. Warning to all of the bettors out here, all of the Waging World that listen to this show, do not get in the hole because it's the Super Bowl. It's just one game. You're still gonna wake up tomorrow if you bet, and bet again. remember that before you get out there and risk all your mortgage. You take a loan on your house to make a bet because it's the Super Bowl and buying into the hype, man. Do not buy into the marketing of this. This is all created to make money, which we understand, but it doesn't mean that you have to change the way that you wager. We know this is the last football game of the year, but I'm sure if you're a bettor, you're going to find a basketball game to bet the next day. You're going to saw on Monday, you'll be betting college basketball or betting the NBA. So do not get caught up in that foolishness, man, and go too crazy betting on the Super Bowl. It's just another game. Enjoy the event. Make your same bets that you normally make on your way on your games, your same amount of units. Don't go crazy. If you bet 2 units, you maybe could push it up to 4 units just because you want to, you know, feel it a little bit more. But don't go crazy. Because the Super Bowl, man, I see a lot of guys putting in hard work all year, betting the same amount of units. They're up for the season, and then they go risk so much on the Super Bowl that they end up turning the whole season upside down and going negative. We're not going to do that over here. Oatmeal beats no meal. This is the wagering world. We're going to move smart, and we're going to control this and not let it control us. All right, guys, let's get right into the Super Bowl. Hey, man, gas up. No, you know what? Plug up that Tesla truck. And let's mob through the present.
All right, 5-star, let's do it. Hey, it's a no-brainer. One game, last game of the season, right here down in Las Vegas, the entertainment capital. 5-star, I already know who you are, but could you break it down for us a little bit, man, and let's get into it real quick? I've been itching for this one.
Well, you know, Cino, your gambling, what makes you your foundation of gambling, you have me, who I've spoke to many times before, kind of showed you about betting sports, and you're a football fanatic like myself, so you also see the X's and O's, but then you start working with the books, and the books gave you another way to look at the game with the numbers and seeing what type of markets and, you know, what the bookmakers think. And I try to combine a little bit of both of those when I'm making them, but at the end of the day, I can never go against football. You know how I am with that. Like, the moment I go against football is the moment I'm going to lose. If the 49ers play the best game of their season, if they defeat the Chiefs, I can live with losing with Patrick Mahomes. I cannot live with losing with Brock Purdy. Not after I've seen the type of performances that Brock Purdy has had this year in the playoffs. He's one of the luckiest dudes to ever walk the earth because he does not play well in the first half in either game. The lights have seemed too big. What do you think they're going to be like now in the Super Bowl? When everybody's watching, the biggest game his kids ever played in is the Fiesta Bowl. You know, he never thought that he would be here. He can lie to you and tell you that he did, but he never thought he was going to be here. Patrick Mahomes has been planning for these moments ever since he got with Andy Reid, and he understood that he was next up, when he understood that he was the young GOAT. When Patrick Mahomes was told by Tom Brady that he was the young GOAT, he knew that he was up next, and he's been living up to the billing ever since. He does it in so many ways. That's what makes Patrick Mahomes, to me, the best quarterback to ever play football at this young age. And it's because he can beat you by being, as Cam Newton likes to say, the game changer, or he could be the game manager. He's been both throughout his career. This year, he's been more of a game manager. He's been protecting the ball in the second half. He's been making sure that they get a lead early. And so the defense, they can rely on that hard defense they got. They got one of the best defenses in the league. I'd say the best defense in the league. I trust Steve Spagnuolo to really confuse Brock Purdy. He's going to be sending those zone blitzes. Chris Jones is going to be eating. He's going to be coming up the middle, putting pressure right up in Brock Purdy's face. And I expect Brock Purdy to have a really bad first half, man. So my biggest play of the weekend, I've already sent it out to the clients. I've already slammed it myself. Is going to be the Chiefs first half plus a half at minus 115 and the Chiefs first half plus 105.
All right, 5-star. Hey, I got to respect that again. You can't be fading old Patty like that. But 5, as you said, I agree. Everybody, y'all please don't fall for this entertainment bowl right here. I'm talking about this in the entertainment capital. We got Taylor Swift involved. We got Usher, one of the best performers and singers of all time, to be on the stage, man. It's all entertainment. This Super Bowl right here is definitely entertainment. These people made just the Chiefs alone in the NFL, man. Taylor Swift, she bought in $361 million in a season. Just one person, one team. You think the NFL is worrying about these bets and everything that else is going on? No, they're not. They got their money already. The cheapest Super Bowl ticket, if I'm not mistaken, is $12,000. just to go in there and watch the game, 12K. So like Five Star say, man, it's the right type of clientele out here. Hey, everything's off the roof, everything's off the meter. So if you ain't got no money, you should be around here. Hey, Entertainment Bowl, that's what I'm gonna call this one. Entertainment Bowl, and all entertainment, Brock Purdy. Matter of fact, while I'm talking about this, hey, we're gonna take Brock Purdy to win the Super Bowl MVP at +230. That's a lot of value there. I definitely think the quarterback can win that. It's usually how it goes in the Super Bowl. We're gonna add out, look real, real great, and that's how we coming. But Five, break down why you like the Chiefs, man, and I come behind you, big brother. I break down why I like the Niners.
Yeah, we're coming from two different perspectives. So your perspective on this is you're trying to read a market and hoping that Brock Purdy plays well when I know Mahomes is going to play well. Like, that's, I have no doubt about that. And I also know that Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, these veterans for the Chiefs know that their time and their window is kind of closing on being able to get this done. I feel like the 49ers are a very talented team. If you go through 1 through 10 on the best players in this game, the Niners probably have 6 or 7 of the top 10 players in the game, but they don't have the most important player, and that's at the quarterback position. With the type of defense that Kansas City incorporates, Steve Spagnuolo tricks some of the best of the quarterbacks. Let's look at the quarterbacks and the offensive coordinators and head coaches that he went through on his journey to the Super Bowl. They held, shut down Miami Dolphins. You guys know what I think of Mike McDaniel. Held down Tua, held down Cheetah, almost blanked them. And then the next week, they go all the way to Buffalo. Buffalo had been hot, unstoppable. And my co-host really liked Buffalo in that game. And I told you guys that you got can never bet against Mahomes. When they want to play, when they're ready to play, you can't stop them, man. During the regular season, they do a lot of BSing because they got to, you know, make sure some spreads don't get covered and some get covered. But when it's time to win and it's time to build legacies, hey, man, Patrick Mahomes likes that money. He likes that State Farm commercials. Travis Kelce likes being with Taylor Swift. Kansas City enjoys being the number one franchise in the NFL right now. They are the new Patriots. There's no way that they're going to lose to a quarterback of the caliber of Brock Purdy. I know that Kyle Shanahan is an excellent offensive coordinator. I know that the books are feeding us all this jazz. They're telling everybody, everybody's taking the Chiefs. That's not true. I'm at the books every day. I'm listening. Every little granny I saw go to the windows been the Niners. Every little fan that's going to the windows been the Niners. Because you know why? People are sick of the Chiefs. They're the villains now. They're not being bet like people are saying, man. They're giving you guys a bunch of false information. And the reason they're doing that is because the books have a huge liability if the 49ers win the Super Bowl. Not only do we have several million-dollar bets made on the 49ers to win the Super Bowl, but we have the biggest bets for futures all on the 49ers. A lot of Silicon Valley money, a lot of nerds just driving out here from the Bay or flying out here on a private plane every weekend to gamble and threw some money on the 49ers, their favorite team from the Bay, to win the championship. Kansas City, not so popular, not so big of a fan base, really just a regional product with a superstar quarterback. There's some people that like Mahomes, but a lot of people don't like him. He's became a villain, and that's a right. He's earned the privilege to become a villain. Kelce is a villain. People are tired of them. They're tired of them winning. They're tired of their success. So the books continue to feed you guys these lies. Don't buy it. The people are betting the Niners. The books need the Chiefs, and we need the Chiefs Wage World. We're on the Kansas City Chiefs to win it all. They're going to be back-to-back Super Bowl champions. Patrick Mahomes will win another MVP as he solidifies his first Ballot Hall of Fame career a little bit more. Andy Reid will get his third Super Bowl title. And the Kansas City Chiefs will be going to Disneyland again. Probably Travis Kelce. I love to see him at MVP at plus, I think, 700 it is. And him and Taylor Swift will be making a commercial about their going to Disneyland.
Five Star, my brother. I kind of like the way you put all that together, man. But I hate to burst your bubble and the rest of the wagering world bubble. Patrick Mahomes, he doing too much, man. He doing too much at a quick rate. And trust and believe, I'm going to keep it right and uncut. The NFL don't want Patrick Mahomes to pass Tom Brady no time soon. Simple as that. Simple as that. And again, Brock Purdy, young man, young, a lot of potential. just lost MVP to Lamar Jackson when he was also, again, I'm in the books, he was favored over Lamar to win within like the last month or so, and he started playing bad. Lamar stepped up and Lamar took that from him. So why not send Brock Purdy against the guy himself, Patrick Mahomes, and let him show out and get that MVP trophy. And like I said, everyone's falling into this Taylor Swift narrative, man. There's a whole bunch of Swifties, man. They out here betting. The NFL, the books, they not worried. You know how much money they made off of Taylor Swift? They not worried about no liabilities. They're not. Taylor Swift alone could pay for all the Super Bowl bets that they're going to get. Trust and believe me. Like, that's how much money this lady has bought into the NFL in one season. And then again, like I said, there's so much money being put into this. This is the entertainment bowl. Y'all don't fall for it. Please, please. Watch how Brock Purdy be crying up there. And it's going to be all over how the kids started off bad. Is he the next Tom Brady? Do we have a rival now in the NFL versus Patrick Mahomes and this kid here? One of the youngest quarterbacks, he's there, 24 years old. He won the Super Bowl. Oh, man, what a season he turned around. He didn't win the MVP of the regular season, but he won the MVP in the Super Bowl. He got the ring. Man, y'all just watch all this, man. I can't wait. I just can't wait. Hey, and just like I did with Michigan, just like I did with Sabalenka, just like I did with all the other futures, I told you.
Now, you were right on that Michigan with the scam, but, hey, I don't think it's going on in this game like this. I'm a numbers guy. I'm going to go by the numbers and what they show me. What they show me is this. The Niners are 2-5 in their last 7 against the spread. Kansas City has covered 6 straight games. Also, the biggest number that I want to give out, the biggest stat, guys, do not bet against Patrick Mahomes as a dog. He's 10-1-1. 10 games he's won straight up as a dog. He's only lost one, and he's tied one. Do not step in front of Patrick Mahomes when it matters. This is going to be fun. This is a chance for me and my little brother to go head up, to be on the opposite sides again. He beat me on the Washington versus Michigan game. But as I told him, the number one rule from Robert Greene's 4-day laws power is what? Never outshine the master.
But 85. Thank you, 3-3, bro. And ironically, man, this Super Bowl right here is about to determine the tiebreaker.
Man, this is crazy.
Oh, well, this is really, really crazy, bro. But, hey, guess what? I don't miss in big games, bro. The numbers don't lie in these big games, bro. They special. And I can't wait until we get back in March. Matter of fact, I'm going to be on Twitter. Be cutting up. Make sure y'all follow me, Cino Royale. Tweeting the whole game. It's going to be fun, man. I'm sure I'm going to be next to 5-star, me and the Monkeys. We're going to be somewhere nice, put up, enjoying this game, man. But again, we're on San Fran. Take the points. No way in hell the defending champs should be an underdog against a team that's been playing the way the San Francisco 49ers has been playing. It's Chiefs might be +3, so hey, you can wait till Sunday and get a better number. Trust me.
All they're doing is setting up a nice plus money victory for us all. This is going to be a layup. The Chiefs are going to blow them out. They're going to blow them out in the first half. The Niners are going to fight back a little bit at the end, but they're going to come up short. Brock Purdy, this is too much for him. The lights. Kansas City is just a better team. Kansas City is underrated. The books are just trying to be slick. They're putting out the number like they always do. Our whole life, we've done one thing and one thing only. You bet the short number. If you get under 3, you know to take the points. Everyone knows that. Take the points if it's under 3. I don't care what the game is. I don't care what the books are saying. I don't care what they need. You can't save Brock Purdy from that defense. Chris Jones isn't trying to hear. Steve Spagnuolo isn't trying to hear. Jarvis Sneed is not trying to hear, man. Excuse me, Jarvis Sneed is not trying to hear, man. So I'll definitely be on the best defense in the National Football League, the best quarterback in the National Football League, the best coach in the National Football League, the best tight end in the National Football League, the biggest brand in the National Football League, the Pfizer team in the NFL, the State Farm team in the NFL. I'm going to be on the Kansas City Chiefs, guys. And, hey, just to let you know, while you talk about the 3-3, I'm 12-3 in the last 15 Super Bowls. I can tell y'all 3 I lost. Seattle Seahawks -3 when they got robbed when Russell Wilson threw that interception. The next one that I lost was Tampa Bay when Tampa Bay beat the Chiefs. I lost that one. I had the Chiefs in that one. And then I lost one more. Oh, the Falcons. I had the Falcons -3. And the Patriots came back and jumped the points and still covered. But besides that, guys, I'm unblemished. I'm 12-3 in the last 15 Super Bowls. We're about to make it 13-3 when the Kansas City Chiefs get this one done. All right, guys, this is the end of the season. This is the last show of the fall in the winter, man. It's the last of the football season. It got by so fast, man. It's episode 21, 21. Hey, man, we reached the Deion Sanders in here, man. We hit 21, man. 21's a lucky number, man, and we're going to go out the same way we came in winning, bro. Hey, it's always a pleasure to be in the waging world. No spread this weekend because, man, we just going over one game. Spread likes to do the whole schedule, but Spread will be back with us on March 1st when we start tackling this basketball, which is his lane. Spread's one of the best NBA cappers in the whole game. And then we're going to get on some tennis, too, and he also knows that really well. So him, Sino, and I will be back. We'll be back on YouTube. We'll be here Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We'll also have up the podcast on the normal platforms that you find it on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere that you can find a podcast. This has been a hell of a run, hell of a ride this season. Hey, guys, we're up, up, up. Everybody cash. We've been giving you guys winners all week. All year, excuse me, long. And man, we just want to continue for you guys to, you know, tune in with us, ride with us wherever we go, whether it's YouTube or whether we go to Twitch or wherever we go. Just follow the Waging World. We'll continue to give you the winners because you are family. You are the Waging World. It's always us versus the machine. And as always, I dedicate this show, man, to the realest Houston sports fan that I know. I know he'd be so proud of CJ Stroud winning Rookie of the Year. I know he'd be so proud of what D'Amico Ryans is taking his Texas teams. I know he'll be so proud of the Astros, even though they came up short last year in the World Series against the Texas Rangers. I know he'll be so proud of where the Houston Rockets are heading right now with this young squad that they have with Amen Thompson. And all those other kids that are in town and are balling hard is dedicated to my father, man, John H. Lindsay. I do this for you, Dad. We miss you. We think about you every day. As always, follow my guy, Sino Royale, at Sino Royale. Follow me at 5 Star in Vegas. Follow my guy, Spread Astaire, at Spread Astaire. Hey, guys, it's Super Bowl 58. We're live from Bellagio. We live on the set. This is The Waging World.
Chances make champions. Chances make champions. Chances make champions. I get no rope band, then I break them. We shoot know not to play with them guns. I just get constantly taking these drugs. Can't beat the case, so I went on the run. Chances make champions, so I gotta take them. When I broke, they won't show me love. Back in and on the one.